Ambassador of Hawaii, and much more.
And also one of our young warriors here, Tumalama our Aina, Noah Espirito. Say hello.
Hi.
Aloha.
Pull that microphone right up to your face,
yes.
Bro.
And I'm sure all of you that have been taking notes on our Facebook page regarding the event that happened on Saturday, well, we're going to give you an update today. That was our event at the Waipahe'e. Kamala Malo'o, I think, actually, is the name of that aupua'a. And tell you all about what happened when they stopped us from accessing a government road, which is against the law. So before we go on, we're going to ask Uncle Liko to do a sweet number for us.
Well, we were going to talk about what happened on Saturday, and we kind of set this up on Wednesday last week.
Yes,
the brothers came on the show and said, hey, this is going on at Waipahe'e.
And made the kahea.
Made the kahea. People showed up, and so I wanted to just let's throw Noah on the air. And
okay.
Noah, you were there from 10:30 a.m.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Okay, so describe what happened, and just real quick, what the issue is for someone who's tuning in right now that doesn't know what's going on.
Basically, we're just trying to restore the public access to the state lands, like Waipahe'e and Anahola.
And so the Kealia Forest Reserve.
Okay. So you arrived there at 10 a.m. You made the kahea for people to come because there's a big gate blocking the road.
Huge.
That goes to what's known as the slippery slide, Waipahe'e Falls. And there had been a rumor circulated by the property owner, right?
Yeah.
That they blew it up, that Waipahe'e was no more. And so they told us that they put this gate up to keep people from trashing the place, correct? Is that kind of what the...
And the reason why it's a rumor, too, was to keep people out.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they made the rumor.
Okay, so then you made the kahea because you wanted to access into there. And really what you want to do, though, what we were told by you guys on Wednesday, is that you guys want to get everyone back out there planting kalo.
Yeah.
Is your main... reason for starting this journey.
Yeah, to start planting kalo so we can have access to the waterways and stuff.
Okay.
Right.
So
so it's a water issue as well as access.
Well, if you go to my personal Facebook page, Kaiulani Mahuka, you'll see photos of the gate. And the first thing is the gate's a public road. And Uncle Liko came and provided maps. And showed this to the police and the property manager. And the gate itself, though, Noah, it doesn't look like it was built to keep people out. It looks like the entrance to a private estate.
Yeah, that's true.
Very much so. So why don't we ask Uncle Liko to maybe take over and continue the flow, and then in a couple of minutes I'm gonna get the video up of you speaking with the police officers and the property managers. So move the mic over a little bit. Maybe you can just outline.
Well, just basically, you know, my job, I was in Honolulu and was to hearing about the situation, was to go down to the land survey office at the DLNR, the Kalani Moku building, to see if there was check on the status of was it a trail? Is it a road? Does it have a name? What is it? And as it turns out, was able to arrive with certification of maps showing, still having the name Waipahe'e Road.
That's right.
And the other three maps confirmed the existence of that road since time immemorial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you know, under past situations, people come in and they rush in and they get arrested.
Right.
Okay.
That map was dated how early?
The first map 14. Starting to show the trails was 1876.
1876 map.
Okay, 1876, 1914, and it goes up to 1995, still shows Waipahe'e Road. But one of the whole shift, I think, in the strategy here is that, sure, we come because we're Hawaiian, you know, our ancestors, we feel to practice our culture. And at the same time, what this has done is it opens it up to, it's a public road. Mm-hmm. For many people to go there.
Not just Kanakamauli.
And of course, issues eventually will come up. Well, if everybody's going to come up on the road, who's going to manage it? How are we going to manage it? And you got to strike a balance, because if the landowner there is saying, well, we don't want people coming because there's rubbish on the road, then maybe we ought to close Kuhi Highway. I mean, it's ridiculous as that, mm-hmm. you know. So somebody gets killed drunk driving, does that mean you close the road? You know? No. So it opens up, and it's in many cases historically. The Hawaiians have come forward many times for the benefit of other Hawaiians who didn't step up. This opens the door for everyone. We all hold that interest, an undivided interest in the lands. Okay, and as in joint tenancy, and this is the challenge that's going to come to us now in the near future. Are we going to allow ourselves to be manipulated into one group is discriminated, one portion of our group becomes discriminated against, or how are we going to practice sharing? This is where we need to go as a community, okay? I was really happy because I didn't want to see the boys get tagged and have to go through the courts and injure their spirit. Like we, Nani, mm-hmm. Yuka, Yulani, we've been arrested before. Mm-hmm. They hold the strength, the promise of the future. Mm-hmm. Why subject them to that? Okay, that's why coming in this case is to, and then turning the whole thing around. From what I understand, the landowner was the one who called the police. Mm-hmm. And was and all of a sudden we just switched it around and we said, excuse me, officer, and it was to demand that they file a formal complaint, and the maps were submitted then. So now we have instead of being defendants, and when you go in and get arrested like that, normally you have, okay, you have a TRO, you have a restraining order, you're subject, you're interrupting somebody's operations, John Doe's 1 through 50, Jane Doe's 1 through 50, and they make good look bad.
Yes.
As in most cases, they make the good look bad by themselves time.
By themselves.
And set, eventually it overturned in the court. Okay, they lose. In this way, this kind of came to me, go there, boom, demand, file a police report, turn the game around. We control, we run the house.
Right.
You know.
Okay. Okay, you're ready with that. So this is what happened at the gate with Liko presenting to the police and to the property manager what we were there for.
Thank you. You've done a lot of work up here on the property, probably done in the house before. Okay, what I need to do is to get a report number, file an official report number, and so that we can take this to the next level, so we can have the Attorney General, Office of the Attorney General, to the state, come in and look at our documents, okay, which I came from the Land Survey Office yesterday at the BLNR, on the Mofu building, and I have certified maps showing that this is a public road. Okay. But we don't want to go to court. Okay, we don't want, that's what the thing is, you know, boys coming up. No, we're staying out of court. We're not going to come and play it how people have done it before. But we go up there, we get arrested, and then we're finding ourselves on the defensive. We want to bring the enforcement that should have known, always known, and protected the public's access and right of way. That's what this is about. Okay? In other words, if we can't go in, what gives you the right to come out when this is a public road? Okay. And like I said, we have the survey maps. Okay. So this is what I've come up here to do. And then we will turn this over to the Kauai Police Department. And we also will notify, I think the boys have already gone down and notified the DLNR. Okay. Because we're dealing with forest reserve lands, and we have the maps. Okay? It's not even about giving the combination. It's about what is this gate doing in the middle of a public road. It's as if I were to go down to Kalia and block Kalia Road and say, what do you think would happen to me? There would be a lot of upset people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And so we have the boundaries, so that's why we come here. All right?
Okay.
So, and we'll see how it goes. For right now, that's what's going to happen. I asked the boys if they had official reports, so we're going to do that. I don't know if you need to be or want to be witness to that, but we're going to do it right here.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Then if we can have some paperwork. Yes. I'll just wait right here and so we can all. Yeah, thank you.
Wow, it reliving it, yeah? Noah, the adrenaline, yeah?
Whoa.
There was, what, maybe 10, 15 cop cars there? A lot of police officers.
Yes.
Who, by the way, were pretty respectful. Although, for me, Liko, they should have opened that gate after seeing the maps.
I agree.
They're not quite there.
Pull the
yet.
Mic to you.
Yeah, we're not quite there yet.
Okay, so
because there's such a control, the police department's controlled by the county, it's been controlled by the planning commission. I mean, it's you know,
yeah.
It's
well, but
it's
the ball
junta,
is in their you know? Court yeah. now. They got to make a move.
They're being held accountable.
They are now.
No.
Yeah.
They got to step up.
That's so. Right.
So initially, when we got there, though, Noah, you guys made a police report, and they made you all do one report together. And then they tried to kind of bulldoze you and say, oh, the report's already pow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't have a number on it.
You got to talk into them.
Yeah, they never, like, gave us the number.
Official
number.
Yeah.
That's why Uncle Liko had to fill out one more.
Mm-hmm. So now what's next?
A song.
Yes. put that microphone over there.
This song is kind of pertinent, and of course this one emanated from the Ili of Peaiki. If anybody knows the Ili of Peaiki, Kibbutz them down in the Puka when they filed a tax appeal case and made all the plantations file bankruptcy because it revealed that the Kunihiki and the native tenants don't have boundaries.
Love it.
Okay, and we're getting there. We're getting there.
That's on Kauai.
Okay, that's on Kauai in the year 2000. So this song is dedicated to Butch Dem. This is the kind of story that comes out of a case like that. And it really applies in this. Okay.
The other day on some ancestral land, I heard a voice calling out to me, child, where are you going? I've been waiting such a long, long time for you to come. You and your family living out on the edge, broken hearts on the run. So take the signs of the land. I just wanna go home. Take the signs of the land. When you're done, I hear the stories, I hear the news, send a letter or two about a bad situation, a crisis or two. They'll wanna be your partner, be your friend, until they're through with you. They'll say it won't be long until it ends, 100 years or 2. So take the signs off the land, maybe a flag or two. Take the signs off the land when you're through. So as I was walking the other day on some ancestral land, I heard a voice calling out to me, "Child, where are you going? I've been waiting such a long, long time for you to come home. You and your family living out on the edge, broken hearts on the run. So take the signs off the land. I just wanna go home. Take the signs off the land when you're done."
Relevant.
He made me cry.
That is so beautiful.
You made me cry.
Walking on ancestral lands. And you know, I hope people would all feel the way about our Aina that we do. You know, somehow we've got to spark these people into realizing the importance of the Aina, the lepo, the dirt that we're all standing and living on, because that is what feeds us. That is our kupuna. That is where we kanu our ancestors as well. That's where our na'ivi kupuna are all at. So if you can, you know, wrap your head around that kind of a concept of feeling the land as a sacred place and being a part of you. You got land inside you. You got land outside you. That's your identity. That's why your genealogy is so important. I encourage all of you to please do your genealogy so you know who you are and you know what lands you belong to. And that will give you the mana and the power to claim, restore, and to plant food for our people. So that's all I wanted to say. Do your genealogy. And Uncle, without giving any secrets out about our strategies, well, what is our next step?
people, first of all, want to know a little bit more about details about the road, what's going on with the water up there. These are little questions that we're getting. How do we know it's a public road? How do we know it's a federal forest reserve? And then, Noah, you guys were told by the property manager what? That they had the deed to this place, right?
Yeah, they told us they had a deed from last week, but they still never show us the deed. And we have the maps from the state building showing that land is forest reserve lands.
Right, and the water is public land, public water. They didn't say.
Yes, public water. Someone just won a court case against them for hunting in the river last week.
Oh, okay.
They tried to get somebody for hunting in the river, and they lost because they couldn't prove they own the water, pretty much.
Right, and the reason why we don't know what's going on is because they're keeping us out. We can't go up there to look and find out. So that's the Pilikia tool. We'd like to answer the questions of the people that want to know what's going on up there, but people, you know, they're keeping us out of there. So we're working on it, though. We're working through it, and I believe that we're going to be able to one day go up there and go see what's happening above the Waipahe'i slippery slide. Now that we know that the slide is intact, we also have feelings about where is the water, though, that's above the slide that seems to be filling a lot of reservoirs up there that never existed before. So what are these reservoirs for?
Well, they told me that they have the right to do that because it came with the property when they bought it, supposedly bought it.
Mm. Is that called riparian rights, Uncle Rico?
Take the mic.
Yeah,
okay,
this is actually, there are reservations. The corporation and most of the people who come into Hawaii and are buying, investing, you know, I think really it's a scam on the land, you know, and putting up their houses. Their water rights here in Hawaii are different. And yes, they have rights. They would have rights to the water, but prior rights are established and reserved from the river to the Awai to the Tower Patch before the plantation came. And even during the times of the plantation, until they started literally, you know, going after and murdering members of our group who were the chiefs to stop the flow of water into the lo'i. Because once you took away the water from the lo'i, that was the end of the family.
Exactly.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So they have rights to the water. They have rights to water, but there is a prior right. Who built the manu? Who built the awai? And for them to divert the water, it's kind of a conspiracy thing, because they'll say, well, we're going to take the water so long as no one else is going to use it. Well, then that means the other guys down on the other side, here you have the Hawaiian Homes and the DLNR coming in and harassing and very basically intimidating and threatening, like in the case of Noah guys, where they all of a sudden DLNR walks up into another place and says, you guys can't go up there and plant. Well, who are they to say that we cannot go exercise? And they're actually eliminating the lands and encumbering the lands with cattle and allowing for so that nobody can live on the land. The only way you can live on the land after you've maybe lost your land, because if anybody thinks that Hawaiian Homes was a voluntary program, they got to look back in history. Well, Hawaiian Homes exists because the plantations and the powers that be are there to remove you from your land one way or another, through taxes and everything. If you're strong and wise enough, fortunate enough, got the money to pay the taxes, you're good to go. Otherwise, the Hawaiian Homes there, Hawaiian Homes program is there to receive you. Okay? So, of course, they don't want to open up the lands in Kamamalo, okay? Because that's all lo'is. They want to put their cattle there. These are common strategies. This is nothing new. They've been doing this over and over and over and all over. They're unfortunate and
not
very,
only on Kauai either.
The alarming thing is when you see what was posted, a picture of members of the Hawaiian group, which is like, how do you define the Hawaiians? Me? I'm Hawaiian, Chinese, Irish. What are they really trying to do? Who are the members of our group? Okay. But they're pitting, they're trying to set now, bringing in certain groups to be actually militia and to pit Hawaiian groups. Hawaiians
and to label
Hawaiians.
Us.
Yeah, I mean, armed. It was really alarming to see, and I'm so glad the boys didn't go
down
to there.
You're referring to the photograph that was posted on Instagram after we left.
Yeah.
I was kind of scared to leave you guys there. We kind of waited around, and a few minutes later on Instagram pops up a picture of a whole family, including their little ones, holding rifles, standing behind the gate that says, keep out, no trespassing.
Right.
Gloating.
Yeah.
exploding. This Hawaiian family. Later, they said, "Oh, we're on a family hunting expedition." I'm sorry, that's just a little too incredibly poor taste, at a minimum, to post a photo like that after we who tried all day to get in that gate, mm-hmm. and they go and stand behind the no trespassing sign, holding guns. And it creeped me out, wondering if they, had their guns trained on us the whole time.
And that picture was taken by the gate that's blocking another public government road.
Yeah, it was another gate.
Just so that people know that, mm-hmm. that place where they took that picture is another government road.
Yeah.
So if that's how the DLNR, if that's, and that's what they're doing. If they were hunting, what were they hunting? They were hunting people.
It was a creepy picture.
Pay attention because.
And I just wanted to say one more thing, that these people had a choice. They saw the maps too. Yeah. And they saw Hawaiians on the other side of the gate. And they did not stick up for us.
Well, actually at the gate at,
the main
gate. Waipahe'e Road, one of the gentlemen there, I'm sure he knew that was a road because, and the way I had presented it, I just said, we got to get this out here because we're being set up here to fight against each other when there's really no fight. It's, this is a setup. This is a classic, Quixby Down Under in Australia movie.
Oh yeah, we just watched that.
Slavery, servitude, unfortunately servitude in rampant administration on the state administrators of the lands. My good friend, late friend, Ituk, Charles Ituk Edwardson, in a Nupiaq from Point Barrow, he simply said to me, he says, "Liko, it's just the worst case of bad management." Bad trust management.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that people have to realize and accept. Start swallowing the pill. If it's too big, take it in little pieces.
The real name is government.
Okay. That, where the state controls and is in charge of disposition, they have no title.
No jurisdiction.
So we have the title. We hold the interest, yeah? And this is the difference between rights that we're going to get as Native Hawaiians or rights. We hold an equity interest.
Right.
Okay. That's our bank, the lo'i, the water.
Yeah,
it is. We can't take it with us. We didn't bring it with us when we came. We're a part of it. We're not going to take it there. So,
right.
So, to dissolve the potential for harm to come mm-hmm. on the police, the pressure, I'm very grateful. That it has taken this turn, as someone like Dan Inouye would say, "Well, let the cards fall where they may."
Mm. Well, the ball is in their court.
Thank goodness he's no longer here.
So we filed the complaint. It is at the courts now with the police, etc. Not Pau.
Also, okay. We want to know who, pretty much who planted the seeds in these people's mind that they could put up a gate and block these government roads, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Who gave the authority to do this blocking of government roads?
And the gate, though, I still can't get over that gate. It looks like you're going into a hotel.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. It was not at all what I expected. I expected just that yellow gate with the pipes. Across that road. That's the way it was the last time
this
I saw
clearly,
it.
He's making like this is his estate, and that's his estate front gate.
It's a ranch. Well, yeah. It's a huge ranch.
But who did give them the authority?
No one did.
The county?
Them. No one. What's happening here is, in the famous words, again, to quote Senator Inouye, when Ronald Reagan asked him as his last favor, when Ronald Reagan is getting out, Dan Inouye is leaving the chairmanship of the Senate Select Committee on Indian Affairs, and he asked Dan Inouye to make a report on how come the Bureau of Indian Affairs is not working.
Good question.
So Dan Inouye makes this report, and he comes up with this little pamphlet. It's called calls for new federalism, because the reason why the Bureau of Indian Affairs is not working It's because no one has to be take responsibility, because the mechanism to hold someone accountable is not there. What we did the other day is to hold the state and bring them to make them be accountable. They're the ones who are going to have to say, gee, McCloskey, you cleaning the other side of the road here, which is the boundary into Anahola, you doing that out of the kindness of your heart? Or are you going to quiet title? Are you trying to adverse possession it? Oh, what's the deal? Do you have an agreement with somebody? I said, no. It's stealing. That is overreaching. Okay?
Yeah.
And it's common. It's common. It's all through the islands, because our issue has tried to be put down. They've tried to suppress us in any way they can. Suppress anyone, actually. But we are rising up because we have our birthright interests in the land. Not rights as a favor. The state wants to give us rights, or the Congress wants to give us rights under the Native American Religious Freedom Act. That's got nothing to do with us. They're trying to trap us and to make us believe and to psychologically direct us in the way of, you be good tribe, you be a good Indians now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's not going to work. It's not going to work. Okay? Yet they're forging ahead.
Let's think
other people ought to step up too.
Yeah, let's think about all the players though in this. I didn't see DLNR there. I didn't see the planning commissioners that gave them permits there, or the people that gave them building permits there to, you know, because that's the guys that gave them the permission, isn't it, Cahill? It came out of the county council. Marianne Kusaka was mayor at that time, and they sold the whole Ahupua'a of Kealia. That cannot happen. That shouldn't have happened.
It was leased land. And the lease expired. I brought one of the maps I brought. The lease expired in 1914.
From the plantation,
yeah.
McKee.
The lease expired.
Okay, so the county took it over.
So what are we dealing? One of the citations that was entered onto as part to fortify, not only the maps, but by them depriving me and obstructing my way, they're depriving me of the exercise of access to my interest. And in doing that, what are they doing? What are they doing behind that gate? Looks like racketeering. That's why I had to cite the RICO Act.
Yeah.
Why are they doing this? It's because they're selling off something that they don't really hold the interest and clear title to.
Mm-hmm.
So, the copy of this complaint, where is it going? It's going to the U.S. Justice Department. Okay.
So it's intentional criminal acts. Intentional.
This is conspiracy. This is civil conspiracy. This is fictional communications. This is RICO. This is these torts. These are serious. Not to mention the what it does on the violations of people's human rights.
Polole.
Now, Auntie,
mm-hmm.
You were the recipient of an email between the so-called property owner sent to the county council.
Yes, I did get a copy of that.
And when you read it to me, my ears turned red and I started to burn, because in it, he cites our slanderous, inflammatory remarks, and that they plan to come after us.
No, and blaming our boys for starting the rumor.
Mm-hmm. When they themselves started the rumor.
Yes.
Also, they said they plan to come after us to the fullest extent of the law with the assistance and didn't it, something to the effect of with the blessing of Kauai County Police Department.
Yes. They wanted the county.
So the arrogance of this guy, first of all, he's engaged in racketeering.
Mm-hmm.
He's, blocking a public road. At a minimum, there's fines for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he had to pay for all the cops on Saturday. But the arrogance of the tone of his email directed to our county council, yeah?
And against our boys.
Yeah.
Right. Is that the phone call?
Yeah,
also add that we are taking phone calls. Our number here is 826-7771, and we'd be happy to take any questions I'd like to apologize to the people that were up there though earlier, and the fact that Ka'iyo and I were really getting there late, but it was because we were waiting to pick up Uncle Nico at the airport. And that was the soonest that we could get him over here and then up to Waipahe'e. So for those of you that went up and then left, Ekalamaya'u, and we do have a caller on the line.
Yes, we have Punohu on the line. Aloha, Punohu. You were there Saturday?
Yeah, I showed up Saturday too. Yeah, I was there earlier, but I guess before you guys showed up, but I seen all the commotion already, and I knew that they wasn't going to allow us to go in there, so I just kind of took my kids elsewhere and got them away from all that, you know, horrible bullshit.
Earlier, when you called in, you had a, you said that your Uncle Roland taught you something back in the day.
Oh, Roland,
that's
he told us that.
That's why I wanted you to call back.
Yeah, at one point, I was trying to remember the whole story, but he was just claiming that, you know, you gotta look at it from a different perspective. Because when they came in, they're out there on the ocean looking from their ships at our land already and saying, wow, look at that place. We can set boundaries for those people. So we have to stand on our land looking out at the ships going, wow, who's these invaders coming over here trying to reset our boundaries, you know? So that was like one of the analogies that he got me to look at, that, hey, remember that this is your land and they're looking from out there at you, you know, trying to tell you what to do here. You know, but, and then I wanted to bring up, you know, doesn't Pu'i Palamo's case already show like clear evidence that we have the right to gather anywhere for, you know, sustainability of our family on any federal or state land? I wanted to ask Uncle Rico that.
Okay. I'm going to, in the communication, we'll be posting very shortly a letter that went to the Chief of Staff, Mr. Mike McCartney, early this morning to ensure that he, as the Chief of Staff, would inform the Governor of, you know, some things. But anyway, what has been referenced in there is in that correspondence in respect to the case situation with Edward Kaivi, okay, who's been served a notice. Now, just kind of jumping a little farther down the valley and to answer your question.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of had somebody helping to put some of the case history together. So this is what was sent to me by some of our people in the, you know, I'll call them, you know, Houston, okay? It says that in 1992 case of Pele Defense Fund versus Patey, when the Hawaii Supreme Court rendered a landmark decision which broadly held that Native Hawaiians, that's small n, by the way, okay, Native, the Hawaiians, rights protected by Article 12, Section 7 of the Hawaiian Constitution may extend beyond the aupua in which a Native Hawaiian resides, where such rights have been customarily and traditionally exercised in this manner. This controversial decision abolished over 100 years of Hawaii Supreme Court precedent, which restricted Native tenant gathering rights to the aupua of residency. The aupua residency requirement had been judicially imposed since at least 1858 in Oni versus Meek, and reaffirmed as recently as 1982 in the case of Kalipi versus Hawaiian Trust Company. Further, that the Oni and Kalipi decisions were predicated upon the Kuleana Act of 1850. And lastly, and its modern-day successor, Hawaii Revised Statute 7-1-7. In other words, under the corporation bylaws, because they still exercise of our customary and traditionary rights are subject to the state, we have a problem. We have them, but they have scripted into their Bible, their working manual, that we are subject to them. Well, what it brings up is a violation of the human rights treaties to where the United States is obligated. Okay, they are they're in violation all the way. It's catching up with them. That was one of the things that is being brought into play, because when Governor Abercrombie, when Abercrombie came back, was governor. The U.S. State Department sent unclassified memo to all state governors, telling them and the general public that you must take our obligation to protect human rights seriously. Okay, so this is where at all ends, you know, there's no way out. You know, the fox is kind of trapped in the hen house at this point.
Right, okay? And in the Kulipa.
So, and I hope that it helped, you know. So basically there are, you know, we can gather everywhere, okay, in the place and do it respectfully. And, of course, now you have the state coming with the Ahumok where they're going to restrict it, you know, my Ahupua. It's kind of like feudalism, in a corporate feudalism that put little gangs. It's like, what are we resorting to? You know,
yeah.
So this is so. Anyway, we're gonna watch. We're actually going to reinforce the complaint and put in the and bring DLNR into this too. They have to be held accountable, especially. So this is, you know, this is part of what is going on. It's only part, and good on you. Like my feeling that night when I went back, as we were leaving, there was the box with all of the huli inside, and the huli was talking to me all night, was saying, okay, what about me? Where is Haloa? Where do we put our kalo now? And I felt really at a hard time sleeping that night. No one of them, all they wanted to do was to go plant kalo.
Exactly.
Okay, but Haloa had to homana nui, because Mumbai Haloa, even Haloa, the boys had planted at the other place where this family was over there, totally armed, ready to, hoping for a confrontation. The boys had already planted the huli back there. You know, it's a hurtful situation. So we have to find some remedy. We have to find other things we can do in the meantime, so that you know, people are not frustrated. And we're looking into that. There are other ways in which we can access and become living on our land. Yeah.
All right.
Maule'ola. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Meanwhile, what can people like us do? Call in.
Thanks for calling in, Punohu, and thank you for being there on Saturday. And, you know, this coming Wednesday, I want to have all the brothers on the air, so I'm hoping, I know you're real busy. If you can tune in and call in, if you cannot come.
Wednesday, 9 o'clock.
Oh, and it just, by the way, on Wednesday, I'm going to call in. And last week, you know, Noah, when you folks were on air, we got way into, but I was really supposed to give some updated reports on this filing of this petition at the UN. And, and some, I have to confirm it, what it is drawing attention at the United Nations level. Someone told me today that they were overhearing a discussion, maybe it was on the BBC, where one of the South African delegates from South Africa, who had gone through the experience of living under policies of apartheid, brutal abuse and everything, but yet processed themselves into a different state. My name was even mentioned, and that they want to support the... our call for decolonization and the granting of independence. So that's very encouraging. And by Wednesday, I'm hoping that I will have some references. So people, I mean, you know, it's like a letter in the bottle, you know.
Right. Good news. So yeah. Not decolonization, though, deoccupation.
Deoccupation and colonization. Yeah, I mean, you get all hung up with the terms. You know, a lot of people see there's the forest of trees out there. Decolonization is where there's so many people here. Okay, if you read the petition, the process deals with uncontrolled immigration. I grew up in Waikiki. It looks like it's starting to turn into look like Singapore. It only comes alive at night, and otherwise it's just traffic. And a local family, you try to you get evicted, you can't rent a place, honey.
Yeah,
the prices are so high. It's catering, so we have to deal with
so many injustices.
Yeah. But they've done it before. There are people there who are interested, and I'm seeing this happen. So hopefully by Wednesday I can
give some more clarity on any questions like, is this genocide? Did I file it in the right court? And you know, stuff like that. Of course, this is open. This is all for them, totally transparent. Mm-hmm. If there's something that needs to be redefined, reset, hey, I'm not perfect.
I admire I'm gonna you do for my doing best. This. How brave.
I just wanted to tell you, Pono Ke Aloha is online listening right now on O'ahu, and he says, please give Liko and Puanani my love and aloha, and mahalo for letting me know this was happening. Excellent mana'un. That's from our dear Pono Ke Aloha.
Love you, Pono. Love you.
Listening on O'ahu. Also, we want to send a shout out to Amy.
Okay, Amy.
Amy, one of your biggest fans.
Somewhere Dean's, in the past, I
the
can't
one
remember.
That Dean,
Dean
just
was
told
telling
you
about, okay, and Amy. She might be dropping by to say hello.
Oh, maybe she wants to hear the song then.
Okay, yeah. So
the song that went viral, small kind viral.
Yeah, let's do it. That's right. She listened to it.
Well, it's kind of it's kind of one of those songs, a songwriter, you know.
Yeah.
And when I saw what came down at when the DOI came,
this is funny.
I translate. This is how it translates to me.
That song, we gotta I gotta get the link up so people can ask. What's the title of the song?
That song is Uamaukea Okaina Once Again.
Once again. Okay, Uamaukea Okaina Once Again. And it's on YouTube?
I believe it's there. Who needs a record company anymore?
We got really, right?
Everybody's got Facebook, man, I tell you.
So caller, you're on the air. Aloha.
Aloha from Texas. This is Auntie Melissa.
Oh, yay, Melissa. It's Nani.
Hi, I love you guys. I tuned in this evening because I missed you guys so much. And thanks, Eliko, for that song.
Yeah. Okay.
I was over here rocking in my kitchen.
Right?
We were too.
Sending you aloha all the way over here.
Hey, Melissa, keep doing what you're doing, yeah? You're funny, man.
I love it.
Crack me up. All your posts.
She
so
has the.
Funny.
If you're listening, Auntie Melissa has the Kai Ula page.
Yes, I learned from the bestest. I used to hang around with Auntie Nani.
Me too. That's how I had learned too.
Ayo, kalahui Hawaii. That's where we got started, yeah, Auntie.
Right. I used to take care of the kupuna. It was the most precious thing I got to do because all I had to do was listen and learn. And you cannot put a price on that.
Awesome. Well, you would learn well, but you would learn even better. I think sometimes you know more than me. Love you, my auntie. Is there anything else you would give us a message, auntie? Because we're closing down. Pretty soon.
As long we're breathing, we get chance.
Yes. Yeah, I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
As long we're breathing, we get chance.
Everybody say that.
Right.
As long as we're breathing, we get chance.
We're going to put that in one song.
Woohoo! To the last aloha I know
that's,
word.
That's a good one for a song. As long as we're breathing, we get chance.
That's right.
Thank you for that.
Mahalo,
love
we love you. Love you too.
Okay, ahui ho.
Ahui ho. Love you much, Auntie. And Auntie has the Kai Ula page on Facebook. And
it's now a new pepper.
Yeah, and it's
Kai
pretty.
Kai Ula new pepper.
Very, very effective from Texas on the internet. So.
Too effective.
Yeah,
people getting pissed off at her.
Also want to say a big aloha to Cookie and Norman over on Moku'okeawe. Listening in, and they send you their big aloha liko and to you, Noah, and Auntie Nani. We have,
I just want to kind of alert people that the trip to Washington, D.C. and moving the venue of our issues to before the United States Congress is a shift in our venue.
Yes.
And I'll just openly say this, we're coming. Because we cannot afford to be fall victim to, they're always setting their venue. They throw a little bait over here and everybody runs over here, then they prop up this and then everybody's running around
very
circles.
Distracting.
Really, the fact of the matter is that the Congress of the United States, the executive branch, needs to speak, starting to be held accountable for what has happened here. And I think the United Nations is there, primarily purpose, because what good is you have a right if you can't secure it, if you're not secure in the exercise of your right?
Right.
It's all about security. You can have you can have $1 million camping on the beach. It's not going to do you nothing. Some guy's going to come by and hit you on the head.
Right.
It's about security. We need security protection so that these situations with the roads and people being put in harm's way and people dangerously. I mean, all it's going to take is one little shot. Somebody, and it could be somebody shooting themselves in their own foot.
Exactly.
That will start and turn what should be a transition and a recognition of a peaceful movement to live in our sovereign land.
Exactly.
As people together in harmony.
That's how we can do it. We've got to live sovereign in our sovereign land, right, Kayu?
Yes, and coming up, we have Cousin Rich.
Yay,
and
Rich!
Some jazz.
Just to see you, Rich.
To mahalo, Rich, for putting up the underwriting. I'm so clueless on a Monday night. I'm used to Wednesday.
Hello, everyone, for listening.
Yes.
We love you.
Thank you. Take care. Stay well. Oma.
Tune in Wednesday. Liko will be calling in. The brothers will be there. And until we meet again, live sovereign.
Live sovereign.
Because you're in the Hawaiian
kingdom. We are. Yes. Aloha.